MATTAGAMI First Nation, a Northern teen is encouraging other Indigenous youth to step into leadership roles. Trentine Thomas, chairman and president of Matagami First Nation Youth Council, was one of 14 youths across Canada to receive the Next Generation Indigenous Youth Professional Development Scholarship. The scholarship allowed him to attend the Aboriginal Finance Officers Association, AFOA, National Conference in Halifax from Feb 25 to 27. The AFOA Canada National Conference brings together Indigenous financial professionals, administrators, business managers, chiefs, and other leaders to discuss strategies for enhancing finance and leadership in Indigenous communities. During the conference, Thomas met Terry Goodtrack, the CEO and President of AFOA Canada, and engaged with Indigenous leaders and other youth scholars from across the country. He participated in multiple workshops, including a youth housing program, which highlighted how bringing young people back to their communities can strengthen local economies, and a project management session relevant to his work with Matagami Aki. Something that stood out to me was attending a youth designation group, which was like a sharing circle. I got to learn what other youth my age are up to, and we discussed what mentorship could look like, Thomas said. What they shared with me, I'm going to bring back to the youth in my nation. During the conference, Trentine Thomas met Terry Goodtrack, the CEO and president of AFOA Canada. Supplied photo. Another key takeaway for Thomas was financial literacy. With the Matagami First Nation Youth Council focused on financial stability, he found the discussions on managing money and maintaining long-term sustainability valuable, he said. It was inspiring to see Indigenous leaders and people I could look up to, Thomas said. A graduate of Matagami First Nation and valedictorian of Kiwetinuk Internet High School, Thomas has been recognized for both his academic and leadership achievements. Last year, he received the Anishinaabe Nations, NAN, Youth Academic Award, an honor given to young individuals who demonstrate exceptional academic success and a commitment to education while serving as role models for their peers. Beyond his studies, Thomas co-founded and currently chairs the Matagami First Nation Youth Council, which was established in March 2024. See, local team receives award, hopes to inspire Indigenous youth across Canada. Inspired by the NAN Youth Council, the group consists of 8 members working to create opportunities for local youth. Looking ahead to 2025, Thomas hopes to see the council focus on professional development and skill building among youth in the community. We just had a meeting with one of our partners, Choose Life, to plan March break events. Over 4 days, we'll have survival challenges like fire making and shelter building, a youth council panel where other youth can ask us questions, and storytelling with a community elder, Thomas said. The council is also working with Indigenous Youth Roots, which provided a large grant to help sustain its operations. They recently launched a website and are focused on training youth in board leadership and governance. Currently taking a year off from formal schooling, Thomas works as an administrative assistant for project management at Matagami Aki while contemplating his future educational path. He is considering a career in economics and is taking courses in project management to expand his skill set. As a young leader, he identifies a lack of opportunities and support systems as one of the biggest challenges facing Indigenous youth today. Many communities struggle with limited access to education, employment, and mentorship, which makes it difficult for youth to reach their full potential. Mental health is another major challenge, as many young people are dealing with the effects of intergenerational trauma, Thomas said. In response, the Youth Council has scheduled counseling sessions to provide support for young people who need it. That's why it's so important to invest in youth-led initiatives and mentorship programs like the AFOA conference and the scholarship I received, he said. Thomas encourages other Indigenous youth to step into leadership roles and take advantage of opportunities that come their way. Leadership starts with showing up. You don't need a title to make a difference, he said. Just get involved, ask questions, and take every opportunity you get. Whether it's joining a youth council, attending a conference, or learning from other youth and community leaders. Every step you take helps build a stronger future for our people.